Vera, how are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Very well. I'm so pleased that you're with us. Tell us, what does the Pew Research Center do?
Well, we're a project that includes seven different centers that are subsets of the Pew Research Center. We do research on everything from political polling to the role of religion in everyday life to the internet and how people use it. And my part of it is I do work on demographics, so that includes the census results and trends about the Hispanic population and how the family has been changing over the past few decades. A lot of things relating to lifestyle of Americans and how that's changed.
Are you funded or supported by Democrats, Republicans, liberals, moderates? How do you roll when it comes to that?
We are very, very, very nonpartisan. In fact, we call ourselves a fact tank, not even a think tank, because we don't take positions on policy issues. We just, our role is to put information out there and let people decide for themselves. And we're not affiliated with any political party. Our funding comes mainly from our parent organization, the Pew Charitable Trust.
DeVere, I wanted to get you on to talk about two pieces that you recently wrote. One was titled, How Good is the 2010 Census Count? You have an update to a report that you did. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, one of the things you want to know when you're looking at census numbers is how good a job did the Census Bureau do at counting everybody, and counting them only once, and counting them in the right place, which are the three goals that the Bureau sets. So they've been putting out numbers bit by bit that allow us to know a little bit about how well it has gone. And the most of the numbers that they've given us so far, the metrics, if you will, are pretty good. That having been said, we're still waiting for the biggest piece of information, which won't be out till next year. But so far, what they've done is they've released numbers for things like what percentage of the population returned their census forms, and that was fairly high. It was about the same as it was in 2000, which is pretty good in an era when people tend to throw out a lot of what they think of as junk mail, and they're concerned about privacy and so forth. They also have looked at and released data on how much information they got from people who did turn in census forms. And there again, the picture is pretty good. That is, you want at least a name or a number of people in a household to get you started with the count. And on that score, they did about as well or maybe even a little better than they did in 2000. And then they've also released some other numbers that are let us know about how much information they had to get from when they went knocking on doors to follow up on people who didn't return their forms, how much information they had to get from neighbors or building managers if they couldn't reach the people themselves. And that was the only number that went down a little bit about the ones that they've released, that is, went in the wrong direction. They got somewhat more information from neighbors than they were able to get from the people themselves, and you can see where that would be a bad thing because you know more about yourself than your neighbor would know, or I'd hope so anyway. So the picture we've gotten so far is that the quality looks like it's pretty good. The biggest piece of information we're waiting for will be out next year when they'll release the results of a pretty large survey they did that tried to measure the quality of the information that they collected. That'll let us know even more.
You also write about the average size of U.S. households has been declining for decades. Where does that trend stand as of this latest census?
Well, we don't know the full picture yet, but we've gotten some interesting clues. I guess the big picture here is that American households over the decades had been getting smaller and smaller, and one reason for that is a lot more young people want to live by themselves before they get settled down into marriage or other adult pursuits. The elderly population wasn't as likely to live with its kids as, say, 40, 50 years ago. But now we're getting some indications that things have changed a bit. Over the last couple of decades, the number of what's called multi-generational households, that is, grandparents living with grandchildren, 20-something kids moving back in with their parents, that kind of thing, that number has increased. And it has to do with a lot of things, some of them being the recession, that people don't have the money to live on their own. But some of it is also the growing immigrant population, which seems to favor extended family households more than people who were born in the U.S. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. And one piece of information the census will give us in May is what is the average size of the American household. It has been going down. It's now less than 3 persons on average per household. And we've gotten a little information on a couple of states, and the one that I had mentioned in my piece is Maryland, where it basically the household size has leveled off or even gone up a little bit. Now, you know, I think nationally the trend towards smaller households is overall is probably still going on, but the size hasn't fallen at the same rate, I guess, as it had in previous decades. So we'll be looking in May when we get this additional information from the census to see what it tells us about where household size has either leveled off or maybe even gone up in certain states or communities or among certain kinds of households.
All right, finally, Devera, how important, from your perspective, how important is the census, and what can the government learn and what can they gain by having this information?
Well, first, there's the constitutional purpose of the census, of course. You count the number of people in the country so you can divide up the seats in Congress, and that's the one that's required, and that's the kind of basic purpose. Beyond that, the federal government distributes many, many dollars from certain programs depending on what the population is in a particular place. So you really want to get that right so that your community gets the money it's entitled to and that money doesn't go to another place. Beyond that, of course, it just gives us a lot of information about how this country is changing that enables businesses to make decisions about where to put new locations or what kind of customers it might be having. It enables people in their own communities to see how their communities are changing and might affect the way that they vote or decide on how to live their own lives when they see what's going on around them. And I just think it's really interesting, but that maybe that's my own little quirk.
All right. If folks want to read more about this, all you need to do is go to new@pewresearch.org or just go to pewresearch.org. Devera Cohn is a research specialist there. Devera, excellent time spending with us. Thanks so much. We enjoyed the knowledge.
Great. Thanks for having me on.